Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, June the 1st of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time on revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have the introduction for the new audio series that starts on June the 2nd. So tomorrow is June the 2nd. We'll probably go with the 12 noon hour. Instead of doing it on this venue, we'll do it on the pay-per-view on the private venue. But we want to start breaking down, as in the days of Noah, CRISPR-9 or genetic engineering. My brothers and my sisters, this is going to be a very profound series because we want to delve into some of the things that's not really taught or not really, you know, addressed by present-day Christendom just because of this is, you know, really not something that we really delve into. But as the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man. So we are in the days of Noah, which is the days of the water bearer, because Noah represents the flood. In the book of Luke, it says that when you see the man with a pitcher of water, follow him. We ought to follow. The age of Aquarius, from a zodiacal perspective, is the man with the pitcher of water, and he's pouring out water, which represents gnosis or knowledge. So it is the knowledge. The scripture talks about that in the last days, you know, the old man would dream dreams and the young man would read visions or something to that effect, because it deals with the under over and understanding of gnosis or knowledge. That's the result of this genetic manipulation. So there is a good aspect that has to do with the genetic regening that I've talked about on many times before, that is biblically based. That is the 12-strand activation of your Christ DNA. There is also a Luciferian version of the original. Lucifer, Lucifer, always has a copy of the original. My goal and my job is to assist you with understanding the original. So we don't want to fall prey to the copy. There is a copy, there is a version up there that's not based upon the original design that the big G or that God has for us. So everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, your DNA is being manipulated by your diet. It's being manipulated by chemtrails in the air. It's been primarily manipulated by pharmacia or by pharmacy or sorcery that talks about in the book of Revelation. So during the next 7 hours, we're going to break down your DNA, which is the true life. So our DNA holds the key to the mystery of human origin. If we were to look back in Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, when it talks about the sons of God who came down, they saw the daughters of men and they went into them. That just simply means in the ancient text, in the Sumerian text, which is 6,000 years older than the Helios Biblios, what we know as the Holy Bible, it talks about how the gods came from the skies and created mankind. So there are all types of creation myths from all over the globe that has to address with modern day man. So this genetic tampering or this genetic editing is now known as CRISPR-9. And so we want to delve into and break down CRISPR-9 and how it is manipulating the nucleic or your nuclear or the nuclei. So inside of your DNA, inside of every cell is a nucleus. The nucleus that's inside of every cell inside of your body is being manipulated, if you want to use that term, by genetically modified organs or organisms that we call GMO, and we eat every day. So every day when we eat food, we are ingesting or we are digesting different things that manipulate us. I explain all of this inside of my 400-page book entitled Genie in the Genes. I also talk about it inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple. Also my book CSF or the Cerebral or Cherubim, which is one of the angels, not the Orophim, but the Cherubim. The Cherubim Spinal Fluid. Your spinal cord is your spiritual antenna. This is how we connect with the big G or God. So if I can manipulate that colostrum or the land that is flowing with milk and honey, remember everything that's inside of the Bible is inside of the body. Let me say that again. Everything that's inside of the Bible is inside of the body. I explained this inside of my book, The Biology of the Temple of God. So when the Bible talks about the anointing, when the Bible talks about the land flowing of milk and honey, when the Bible talk about there we were grasshoppers in their sight, it's all dealing with the biology of the body. That's where we get the word Christ, which is the word christened, which is the word christened, which has to do with being anointed with oil. So everything that we're going to be discussing in this seven-hour series that starts on June the 1st, the cost again is $25 for members of the Life Management Team or the Life Management System. For non-members, the early registration discount is $50. So you either pay the $25 or $50. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation, make the $25 donation, or the $50 donation if you're not a member of the Life Management System. I do recommend, again, looking into the Life Management System by emailing me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So what are we going to learn in the next 7 hours? Well, brothers and sisters, the next 7 hours in this series is going to be very shocking for some people, and it's going to be kind of a review, at least in the beginning, for others. So we want to talk about what happened in the past and how, just like it says in the Bible, there is nothing new under the sun. So everything that is taking place right now, today, as we speak, just like King Solomon said in the book of Ecclesiastes, vanities of vanities. Life under the sun is vanity, simply meaning there's nothing new. That means that all this technology is old. CRISPR-9 is old technology. It's new to us because we have not been exposed to it. So the first thing, or one of the things that we want to address that we've talked about before, is quantum entanglement, which is spiritual entanglement. How the cosmogrator, which is inside of your DNA, under the name of phosphorus. DNA is held together by phosphate or phosphorus. So the genome is a telepathic grail grid. That just simply means is how you connect with God. Now, you are an advanced fractal antenna. That's what you are. The powers that be do not want you to know how everything that's taught in the Bible relates to your biology. Because if you could ever make the connection that you are a quantization of a bigger system, you are a holographic computer. You are a mini version of a bigger version. The only way people disrespect you is because you don't know you. You cannot be disrespected if you are respected, if you are inspected. Genetic engineering is a manipulation of your God-ordained destiny. You are the offspring of God. You're made in His image and His likeness. The Bible says that we are a royal priest. It says we are a holy nation. Inside of your, the word nation means a plethora or a group or a lot. So how many cells do you have inside your body? And who controls those cells? Your blood cells, your organ cells, all of the cells in your body. Those cells are controlled by you. And the enemy knows that if he can F with your mind, then he can control your mind. So you have a gold mind that is controlled by your mind, if it's connected to God's mind. And so the enemy want to make sure that you do not have any type of biodiversity that allows you to exercise energy conservation and energy expression. In other words, there is something or someone that is trying to control your chi or your prana or your pneuma or the ruach as the Bible. So the ruach represents the spirit. The spirit is the animating principle of the body. So it's something or someone, as we talked about on yesterday's show, when we talked about how to defeat all demonic attacks. And we broke that down for you. So hopefully you listened to yesterday's show, because the only way you cannot defeat the devil is if you're not being yourself. So if I can get you to think less or more highly of yourself, then the devil, the bad guys, can defeat you. Why? You're not being you. Your power comes from your position. Your position puts you in a particular place. That place is owned by a particular person. That's the three P's. The person known as Jesus Christ. The person of Yahushua the HaMashiach. Without overstanding or having a personal, private, productive relationship with the person of Jesus Christ, you do not understand that the place of the kingdom of God is inside of you. As it says inside the Bible, the kingdom of God is within. Therefore, you go outside of you to get or talk to somebody, and you will give them power over you. And that person will prevent you from operating in your position. Now, without understanding that this is an outside, inside job, you will be manipulated or you will be genetically engineered. Now, what I'm going to talk about in this series, again, we're going to break all of this down. As we talked about yesterday, people use motivation, they use willpower, and they use technology or techniques. Those are the three ways to genetically engineer. So right now, as I'm speaking to you, there is something that you have to understand, and that is there is fewer seeds if we look at it from a biological perspective, which everybody can understand, because everybody can wrap their brain around what is going on right now. You cannot find seeded, like I have a difficulty finding seeded watermelon or seeded grapes or seeded bananas. You ever seen a banana with nobody's? I don't think very few people know that bananas actually have seeds in them. But if you go to Google and do the research and look at the original banana, see, it's crazy because we haven't seen the original. I like the series Westworld because people walking around and thinking they are the original people, we don't know that we are a dumbed down version of our original selves. And so when you encounter somebody, you're encountering an OP. Now, because I worked in the prison system and I had many years and I was raised in a cult, and most people don't know my background, they don't know my history, they don't know that I was raised by a witch, they don't know that we used to walk around in circles and sprinkle chicken blood and say all kinds of stuff and conjure up demons and devils. So most people don't know my past. And so when I encounter people, I just sit back and I laugh because I'm watching demons in modern day. So modern day psychology is yesterday's demonology. Let me say that again. Modern-day psychology is yesterday's demonology. So people that have psychological issues, that's just a fancy way, the New Age term for demonic possession. So when I see somebody that has psychological problems, now let's be crystal clear. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. Meaning, anything that the devil can put on you, God can take off of you. And in fact, everything that the devil meant for evil, God uses for good. So you guys know my testimony. I was diagnosed with, you know, with severe bipolar, supposedly that the only way that I could function would be on severe medication. I've never taken a pill in my life. And so people ask me all the time, including the doctors, as you guys know, at the University of Health Science Center here in San Antonio, they had me, they wanted me to stay and be a lab rat to understand how my brain works, how come I'm not dead or in prison. And I figured out a way by which to function. I've taught that to both of my children who suffered from severe epilepsy, who now manage their own seizures. My daughter has learned it. It took a while, but she learned it. And she learned it by using, number one, the Word of God. The first scriptures that all my children was required to memorize was 2 Timothy. I think it's 1:7. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but he gave me a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. If you do not have that scripture memorized, you need to memorize it yesterday. Otherwise, you are subject to be genetically engineered. Why? The Bible says that the entrance of God's word unfolds light. The only way to prevent somebody from taking your life is if you have God's light. Most people, again, they go to church, they read the Bible, they quote scriptures, they speak in tongues, they turn over chairs, they shout, they do all of this stuff, but they don't have a personal, private, productive relationship with God. If the only God that you have is on Sunday, you're in trouble. You will be genetically mind-effed severely if you're not already. Now, everything starts in your food. Now, I have this inside of my book, again, Neurotheology and Nutrition. Now, in that book, now, you guys know I have 50 print or paper books, and I have 50 audiobooks, so that's a total of 100. That's just the ones that I've published. I got another 100 in the garage that's in different forms of development. I got another 100 that needs to be printed. People ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, you know, how do you publish all these books, dude? And why? Books will outlive me. When I'm dead and gone, my books will be here. Now, I'm not really a big fan of books. In the book of Ecclesiastes says, in the writing of many books, it makes wearisome to your soul. If you write or do anything in your flesh, it wears you out because it takes energy from you. If you do it in your spirit, it returns energy to you. That's why I don't need to go on no sabbatical, no vacation. That's why I work out two, sometimes three times a day. That's why, you know, I get 4 hours of sleep. You can ask my wife. She'll tell you I'm up all day, all night. If I could, I'd be sitting right here where I'm sitting at right now because I enjoy what I do. What does that have to do with genetic editing? The only way that you can be edited or engineered is if you're not editing and engineering yourself. Now, inside of you is what is talked about inside of all of the Transformers movies. It's the Ospark. If you notice in the Transformers movies, it's a box. And I did the series called From the Box or From the Cube, which is a box, a cube, to the cross. So they want to take you from the cross to the cube. I have this inside of my book, and I'll explain this in vivid detail inside of my book called Christened, where I give you the biological proof for the existing of the existence of the character that we know as Jesus Christ. People ask me all the time at my level. You guys know that most of the people I talk to are, you know, secret society members. They're witches. They're, you know, warlocks. They're wiczards. They practice Wiccan from Samuel Witt Wiki. Remember the movie Transformers? The name of the movie, Transform. That should tell you. Transformers. Now, in the movie, there are Autobots. That's called Auto-Tunes that we use, which is and affects your autoimmune. It's about changing the autoimmune system so they can automatically change your DNA. Everything affects your autoimmune system. We used to call it, back in the day, they called it AIDS. AIDS is still around. It's just transformed into a new, better version of itself. So everything that you eat is designed to attack your immune system, guaranteed. If you go outside, it's designed to attack your immune system. But what is the number way that they attack your immune system? Your mind. Do you know that you can change the alkalinity state of your body with your mind? Regardless of what you eat, your mind can raise and lower your pH balance. Don't believe me? Try it. Now, I do watermelon diet. I drink water that's I only drink distilled water. You guys know it. I have it explained inside my book, God's Water. The distillation process is exactly the way God designed it. All of this presents your genes from being edited. See, inside of your body is designed in a neuro-nutritional level that takes neurophotons from the sun. If you notice, you cannot go outside and eat the sun, nor can you go eat dirt. However, you get all of your nutritional value from the sun and from dirt. There is no such thing as animal protein, contrary to popular belief. Let me say that again. Animals get their protein from where? All of the animals that we eat, what do they eat? You got to trace it back to the source. This is called etymology. This is what I do for a living. So etymology, if you eat a cow, the cow eats grass, does it not? Unless that cow is a genetically modified cow and they feed cows themselves. Ask any farmer what is in that bone meal or what do they feed cattle today that is raised inside of the system. These knuckleheads are biodegrading the animal byproducts and feeding it back to the animal. Now, anybody understand bovine and understand that's the number one thing that you can't do. So they're feeding protein to affect your autoimmune system. During this series, I'm going to share with you something that is extremely important. The sun sends photons, which is light. Jesus said, I am the light. If you look it up in the Greek, it means phos, which gives the English word photon. Photon is a package of light. That means it's a package of Yahushua. It's a package of Christ. But you can't use it. It hits your skin. And then the photon is turned into a neurophoton. Then you can use it. Your food must be turned into a neuro in order for you to, because you have neurons in your body. So I'm going to be talking about neurosynthesis. During this series, I'm going to break down something that is extremely important, which is how they are editing your neurons or your nucleus, because the word nucleus means new clay or nuclear. Look at the word. What is the most powerful energy on the planet? Nuclear energy. Because the Bible says in Ephesians 2, Yahushua is taking the two seeds that are far off, and he's making one new man or new clay. The enemy is doing the same thing. That's what it talks about in the book of Daniel during the prophecy of iron and clay. Iron and clay, they don't mix. This is the manipulation of technology or metal and men. That's what the movie and the superhero Iron Man. They want you to embrace metal so it can replace men. The movie Iron Man breaks this down for you in vivid detail if you listen to what they say about Tony Stark's. Even the name Stark's, which is code for Sparks. Just like the name Samuel, which is in the ancient text, Samael, which is the blind God. Sam means blind. El means God. So Samuel Witch Wiki is code for witch Wiccan, as I've talked about on a plethora of shows. And so when you break down, because the enemy hides the truth in plain sight, even where they produce the movies is in Hollywood. Go to Google and type in Holly Tree. It is the only tree that has mystical or magical properties. Now, I've been doing this for over 50 years. And so when I speak, sometimes I lose people because I say terms that you are unfamiliar with. That's why I highly recommend that you look up the terms and the definitions, because they are Delph, D-E-A-F, Phoenicians, P-H-O-E-N-I-A-N-S, Phoenicians. Abraham's father was from where? God told Abraham to leave. Why? The Abrahamic religions, if you are in the West, come from Ur, which is a pagan city. You are. Again, look it up. Don't believe a word I'm saying. I could have bumped my head on the sofa last night. So everything I'm saying, I can prove to you biologically, number one. Everything that I'm saying to you, I can prove biblically, number two. Everything I'm saying, I can prove esoterically, number three. Meaning text that was written 6,000 years before the Bible. It's called the Samaritan Tablets. Now, we have these books called the Textus Receptus, which is an ancient document. We also have the Emerald Tablets. These documents were written on stone 6,000 years before the Bible. They all say the same thing that the Bible says. And it says the same thing that your body. It also says the same thing that the stars. And they all say that something manipulated in the affairs of men, as I've challenged. And I got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. That $10,000 will never leave my pocket. Because I got three ways of verifying, because the three-stranded cord is not easily broken, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. Now, the Bible says, in the beginning, God. As I've said before, I asked everybody to look up that definition. You will find the word Elohim. You'll find that means plural. You'll find that means more than one. And you will find, if you read Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2, you'll find that there is God, and then you'll find that there is Lord God. And if you look it up, you'll find that there is two different people. And you will find that you have been genetically mind-elfed. Not you, but, you know, people that you know. Now, the reason why this is so important, because if you do not understand the true quantum destiny of mankind, Yahushua said that I am the firstborn of many brethren. Now, Yahushua said also that everybody that God gave me, I ain't losing them. He said that my sheep, they know me. How? He said that my sheep, they hear my voice. They follow me. The word voice in the Greek means vocar, V-O-C-A-R. That means voic. That means V-O-X. That has nothing to do with your voice box, although it has to do with the frequency that is released from the voice box. It has to do with the tone, because as I've said before, your zone establishes your tone. And your tone establishes your stone. That's all part of genetic editing, which we're going to be breaking down during this series. Also, we're going to be discussing during this series something that is extremely important and extremely dangerous as well. And that is CRISPR-9, as I mentioned before. So CRISPR-9 is what they're using right now to bring about the genetic editing and the modification of your behavior through the genome. Now, CRISPR-9 is very, very dangerous, because CRISPR-9 is how they are able to introduce genome editing, which is a little different from genetic editing, although pretty much the same thing. Now, doing the genome editing, they're going to go into the human genome and play around. I'm going to break all of that down during this series. Now, CRISPR-9 is just a term that they, scientists, you know, or have used to actually go in vitro and manipulate your RNA. Now, RNA gets its instructions from your DNA. And so they want to manipulate the protein delivery system of the RNA. We're going to break that down, which breaks down what they call plasmid, P-L-A-S-M-I-D, plasmid delivery. So during this series, again, we're going to break down not only the outside meaning, but also the inside meaning of everything that has to do with how you're being manipulated verbally and spiritually, as well as how you're being manipulated biologically or nutritionally. So everybody that's listening down, listening to the sound of my voice, you are under attack. Your body is under severe attack. Your genome is being re-gened as we speak. So that way, at the last sound, at the last trump, you can't respond. The enemy's job is to make sure that he goes through and he does through some genetic editing or gene editing, so that way he makes sure that your RNA, which again is a copier for your DNA, if the copy machine is flawed, they don't have to mess with the DNA, because the DNA can produce your original design, which is what I have developed, is a DNA level system to give you your life-sustaining pattern. That life-sustaining pattern is sent to your RNA. So CRISPR-9 is a RNA-guided targeting genome editing tool. Let me say that again. That's a mouthful. Now, God already knew this. That's why it says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man. That's you. You are the second coming of the Son of Man. Now, I know you're waiting for the second coming of the Son of Man, and that outside may take place. If it doesn't, it doesn't really affect me too much, because I know it's taking place inside. Now, that's the difference between what I teach and what everybody else teaches. Everybody is waiting for the physical return of the Son of Man, when the spiritual return of the Son of Man is already here. How do I know? Because he said that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. What's going on right now? Right now, researchers can go into your genes and they can insert and they can delete cell lines. They can edit your genome. I don't know if you understand what that means. So let's give you a little deeper into what we're going to be discussing during this series. I can edit AI, meaning they or them, your genome. Now, when we talk about genetic editing and genome, we're talking about what they call vectors, V-E-C-T-R-S. Like the CRISPR-9, they focus on different vectors of the DNA. And they do something called transgene insertion. So they take a vector or a section of one part of the DNA, they take it out and they insert another part of the DNA. Now, this is extremely important when we talk about over understanding your biological clock and the way that you are designed, because this gets into what they call geomancy. By manipulating your genetic code through genetic engineering, I'm manipulating your genome. Now, the human genome was, mapped a while back. Now, the genome is what they call a haploid. It's an H-A-P-L-O-I-D. Now, the haploid is a set of chromosomes that's inside of what they call a gamete, or a gamete, a G-A-M-E-T-E. This is a microcosmic or microorganism that is located inside of each cell inside of your body. And so when we talk about the genome, we're talking about molecular biology. So the genome is the genetic material of every living organism on the planet. Now, the genome consists of the DNA. The genome, again, includes what we call genes or codes. Now, there's some non-coding part of the DNA, and then there's some coding part of the DNA. For what we're going to be discussing is the spiritual ramifications of the genome and what they are doing to play with or manipulate your genome. During this series, I'm going to give you the spiritual amplifications of the genome. Now, remember, a genome is simply your organism or your organization. It is basically how your DNA is made up of. Your genome is all of your genes. So each genome contains information needed to build and maintain the original copy. Let me say that again. Each genome contains the records. It's the hall of records. This is the book of life. If I tamper with this, I can take your name. I can remove your name out of the book of life. The human genome contains all of the informing of an organization called you. If I change your genome, I change you. The human genome is what they're talking about when they're talking about genetic editing. That's what Yahushua says, that as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the second coming of the Son of Man. Your history as you know it has been manipulated. That's why it's called his story. It is the snake story. It's not yours, unless you are descendant of the snake. See, the alien gods were our genetic engineers. Contrary to popular belief, there's a plethora of proof that was written 6,000 years before the Helios Biblius. There was some master genetic engineering taking place to produce clones that breed. That's called humans. So you are a clone of what? That's why I like the series Westworld, because in there they tell you. And these master programmers who are controlled, just like in the movie Jupiter Rising or Jupiter Ascending, and it talks about the house of Barakas. You can look that up. That's biblical. That's also in the Bible as well. And they came back to harvest. The Bible says that their workers are few, but the harvest is plenty. Same word that the Dracos use. That's inside of the movie Jupiter Rising, Jupiter Ascending. See, we have been genetically manipulated. Now, the Father is aware of all of this. He allowed it to happen. Now, people are starting to reproduce what the original genetic engineers did during the Dark Ages. See, during all of the Dark Ages, there was a science, for lack of a better term, that was used by people in Egypt that worshiped these gods who came from outer space. Now, they got Anunnaki, they got Nephilim, they got all types of names. Long story short, Nibiru, which is Hibaru, which is Hebrew. Now, if you remember the word Hebrew means Hebo, the word Hebo means him or those who crossed over. They crossed over the Orion's belt, which is a bunch of rocks that prevents and protects us from them. Them are the fallen entities. Then there was the atom sphere, or the atmosphere, or the ionosphere, was designed to protect us from them. This is the Garden of Eden that has been corrupted by the Nephilim. And now they want to make you into a little Nephilim. So the purpose of today's and the next 7 hours is to help you learn and understand how not to become a little Nephilim. If it's not too late. You see, my brothers and sisters, the conclusion of everything leads us to automatically understand that if humans can produce new life forms, clones like Dolly the sheep and all this other crap, where do they get that understanding from? The entire human race itself could be a product of genetic intervention or manipulation by some highly advanced esoteric beings that we know as the Nephilim, that the Bible calls the Hebrews or the Hebos. Because the word Hebrew means he who crosses over, the ability to cross over. Now, this is going to be a very dangerous series because of the knowledge that I'm sharing during this series that's going to challenge the existing belief system. But again, I got something called facts. I got something called proof. I got something called biology. I got something called theology, Bible. And I got something called esoteric, which is ancient text. That's going to really, really break it down and going to share with you some very, very controversial information. They're talking about that these prehistoric creatures, for lack of a better term, that came to this planet and created, Homo sapien, Homo gigantuan, Homo Neanderthal, Homo erectus, all of these different, actually 7-8 different types of homos. Why? Why are there so many types of Homo sapiens? I have that all inside of my book about the ontological history of mankind. 600 pages. But see, most don't want to understand. People are not interested in talking about this subject because they might uncover something that they don't want to see or they don't want to know. See, there are divine beings. There is the big G that is here to bring about what I call spiritual therapeutics, which I did a video today talking about the word therapeutics. For me, it comes from the word therapo, which means to serve, which means to cure, which means to heal, and finally restore. That is the four-step process of the life management system. That is why everybody that's listening to me, that's everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you should be in the life management system to help you manage your life. You should also be listening to this pay-per-view series that starts tomorrow, June the 2nd at 12 noon, where we'll start with part one. Today is just the introduction. Cost $25 for members of the life management system. $50 for non-members of the life management system. After June the 2nd, it goes to the regular price of $100. Brothers and sisters, the reason why this is imperative for your spiritual advancement and also for your life here on earth. The universe is home for a plethora of intelligent beings. Contrary to popular belief, we're not the only ones here. The universe, and there are some non-benevolent entities, and then there are some benevolent entities. The benevolent entities are doing the same thing I'm doing. They are doing spiritual therapeutics. They are spiritual therapeutics or teripo specialists. They are specialists at serving. They are specialists at curing. They are specialists at healing, and they are specialists at restoring you back to your original design so that way you can shine. These divine beings are here to restore life on our planet. But there are some non-benevolent beings that do not want you to be reconnected to the big G. They want you to stay disconnected to the little G. And these are the entities, these are the gads that are the goods that are acting like gods. Now, I did the series on GAD and GUD that's acting like GOD. It's extremely important that you understand Lane, Gu, Age, the god that is creating this war. This is a genetic laboratory, for lack of a better term. And so we need to understand so we can understand the results of this genetic war. And we can take an active role in the genetic engineering of our own spiritual and biological self. Now, this is extremely important because what I'm going to be sharing during this series is, again, I haven't heard it taught anywhere. I'm not saying it's not being taught. I just haven't heard it. I know it's out there. I know somebody's teaching it, but I just haven't heard it. Because I'm going to share with you how to become an active participant in writing your own script, directing your own play, starring in your own movie. You are a co-writer. You are a co-director. You are the co-actor in this movie called Life. You and your inner G, which is connected to the big G. And as long as you are staying connected with this truth, not a version of it, the true source of all informing, then you will not be subject to the dark lord who is trying to use motivation, willpower, and technology to make sure that you are continuing to be genetically engineered so that way you are a fit extension. At the end of the day, that's the bottom line. What's the bottom line? The bottom line is they need bodies. Anybody will do. They need organisms that they can use to fulfill their agenda. That's why you will notice people go in, they'll have surgery, they'll have a traumatic event, they'll have an accident, and then they come out and they'll do a Lamar Odom or a Kanye West. They'll start saying some strange stuff. Now, I watched a movie last night called Annihilation. In that movie, Annihilation, they're talking about some of the same thing, about how the DNA is manipulated to basically allow another entity to come in and take over your genome. Now, your flesh, it still looks like you. You still walk around and talking, but the real you is gone. This is how they process people. It's on a higher level now. It's not just being possessed any longer. Now they want to process you. They want to own you. They want to be able to manipulate and control you through genetic editing, through the changing of the complete set of your genetic information and your genetic code to make you a genetic something else through this process of spiritual synthesis using your neural peptides and replacing them with technopeptides. We're going to break that down. Your neurons are being replaced with technology using nanobots. Now, I know you've heard that term before, and you understand nanotechnology, but just in case you don't, we're going to be breaking it down during this series. So nanotechnology is a technology that deals with dimensions that are so small, they're called nanometers. You can't even see it with the human eye, like everything else that is spiritual and everything else that we need to be discussing. So during this nanotechnology, these nanoparticles, which are being released right now in your food, in your air, nanoparticles are also in CRISPR-9. These are nanobots. They're little bitty robots. The human eye can't even see them. And you like, and you just breathe in 1,000 nanobots, and they go through the body, and they start manipulating your genome. So there are certain things that you got to do to prevent that. Remember, it's not what goes in, as Dr. Sabri has been trying to express, expose, and expand before they canceled and punched his ticket. Dr. Sabri said, as I concur and every other physician, that's worth his merit. People die because of something called mucus, which is the after product of the white blood cells destroying disease. It produces, your body is so diseased and it has so much mucus that it can't get the mucus out of the body. Thus, the reason for living your life in a manner similar to the way Yahushua lived his life and the way that I live mine. Yahushua was called an Essene. And in the Essene Gospel of Peace, it tells you what they did, everything from, you know, enemas, coffee enemas, bathing in the sun, walking barefooted so that they can reconnect with the Schumann resonance of the earth, getting sunlight, you know, distilled water, alkaline, vegetable primarily diet to maintain a high alkalinity rate. Why? Mucus cannot exist, disease cannot exist in an alkaline state or an alkaline body. That's the reason Yahushua maintain an alkaline mindset. The most important thing is your mentals, not your physicals. So you can do great, man. You can be a vegetarian. You know, you can bathe out in the, you know, in a river somewhere with clean water. You can drink the still water. You can get some sun. You can, you know, you can eat healthy. But if your mind is whack, you are going to be whack. Or if you hang out with other people whose minds are whack, as we talked about on yesterday's show, one of the ways by which demons enter in is through someone else who is continually to wrong you. Now, if somebody treats you bad one day, okay, no problem. 2 days, okay, you can talk about it. A month, still not too bad. 3 months, okay, we're starting to take notice. 6 months, and they treat you like trash, and you still there? We need to talk, boo-boo. You are being hijacked. Them entities are being downloaded and they are attaching to you. It's like I can almost visually see when somebody walk by, it's like there's a third person or another person attached to them. And it's always from their navel cord or from their rectum. That's how entities hook a ride or hijack you. They connect through your solar plexus because that represents solar, represents the sun. Through your navel cord, your belly button. So when I see people, I look at their belly button. I look at their midsection. And then when they walk past, it looks like I'm looking at the female's butts, but I'm looking at their behind to see if there's an entity attached. That is sucking the life out of them. That's why they ain't got no energy. That's why they're tired all the time. That's why they look a whole lot older than their age. Because they have been genetically mined or genetically edited or genetically programmed to be a fit extension so them demons can walk in and walk out. You are an organic portal. You're an OP. Not you, but, you know, people you know. So the purpose of this series is for you to under, over, and understand so that way you do not become demonically, genetically edited. So you are, that you can stop the genetic engineering. Both externally and internally. This is an inside-outside job. And knowledge is the key, as in all things, because why? People perish for lack of knowledge. These nanoparticles, these nanorobots, again, they have no effect on a made-up mind. If the mind is in Christ, that's why, first of all, they got to get you into a state of fear. That's why they got to use exposure therapy, and they got to keep exposing you to traumatic events so that way you can be concerned, so that way that lowers your immune system enough for the nanobots to get in. Otherwise, your white blood cells are going to do the job and wipe them out. And then you can remove you're going to take out the trash by, again, eating watermelon, drinking, you know, key lime water, drinking lemon water, drinking silver solution. My good friend, Sister Ellen, has a shop. If anybody needs any type of nutritional supplements, please contact Sister Ellen. If you don't have her information or you're not friends with her, she's a member of the Life Management System, you can email me and I'll put you in contact with Sister Ellen. She has a plethora I remember my wife, when we first met, she had high blood pressure, and Sister Ellen sent us a package for free. Didn't even know us. She sent us a package, and my wife, with some silver solution in there, and some, I think it either had MMS or it had something else in there that was similar to MMS, because it was a few years ago. Sister Ellen been doing this for a long time. I have mad respect for Sister Ellen and who she is and what she do. She lives it. You can watch, see her post on Instagram, her food. I've been telling her for years that she needs to have a cookbook. That's the only food that I look at that I want to eat. The vegetables that she have, her salads, I mean, it looks like candy. It's the presentation is off the chain. That helps prevent genetic editing. Something as simple as something as silver solution, which is, again, as you know, in all of the movies with the werewolves and stuff, they always use silver. So there's a whole thing, there's a debate between which is more effective, you know, but that's neat. Like they MMS is effective, silver is effective, alkalinity, lime water, you know, stuff. The goal, the purpose, get the mucus out the body. It doesn't matter how you get it out, but man, you got to take out the trash. Now, if you're living at home and you never take out the trash inside your house starts to stink, and after a while that trash draws bugs and it becomes, you don't want to live in that environment. Your body is the same. So you have to, get in contact with somebody like Sister Ellen or, start doing some of the basic stuff that I do, so that way you can enter over and understand that all of this manipulation is weighing havoc and is producing waste products in the body. That's their goal. Their goal is they don't want you to really suffer. They don't want it to be just blatant. Now, it's going there. Eventually, it's just going to be blatant. Even coming out with the new Wi-Fi 5G. Now, remember, everything was 4G. Now, we're going to get ready to go to 5G. That's called wave genetics. They're going to use wave. Now, I did that series already on wave genetics, and I'm going to talk about wave genetics in this series. So the series starts tomorrow, 12 noon. Again, the cost, $25 for members of the Life Management System, $50 for members that are not members of the Life Management System. We're going to really, really spend a lot of time getting into over and understanding our genome and genetics, not only from a biological perspective, but primarily from a spiritual perspective. So if you have any questions about the series, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you'd like to join the series, cost is $50 for non-members. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make that $50 donation if you're not a member. The $25 donation if you are a member. We're going to break down and review my book, Genie in the Genes. We're going to talk about that a little bit. And then we're going to jump into breaking down genetic editing and genetic engineering, not only from a spiritual perspective, but also from a biological perspective. So my brothers and my sisters, this is the metaphysics of the new clay. This is the 12-strand DNA activation, which you've talked about before. Whoever they are, they do not want you to activate all 12 strands of your DNA. They want you to continue to vibrate on only two strands of your DNA, so that way you cannot connect with your ley lines, which gives you the electric and the magnetic energy or power to allow you to become a true light. You are a light being. And there's powers that know who you are. They don't want you to connect with the true source of all your power. They want you to continue to be dependent upon their power. And brothers and sisters, I'm here, empowered by the Most High, not the Most Low, to break down that your wave genetics, that is just a sentence. It's a bunch of letters. And letters form words. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. There's nothing junk about your DNA. They throw that term junk DNA because they don't understand it. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image and likeness of the big G, regardless of how the little G has tried to use the linguistical wave ethics or genetics to manipulate you through frequencies, waves, and vibrations. We're going to break all of this down and get you to understand that you are a wave that is manifesting yourself as a particle. You are a holographic archetype of the original hologram or the original graphic or the original design. As a holographic or a holy graphic, you have this ability to connect back to your source. And my brothers and my sisters, this is what your DNA report, which is the biochemical instructions. I put this in. This is in your DNA. Your DNA report that you have, which is your DNA report, is extremely important. That is the biochemical instructional blueprint that you have to reconnect with, because it contains all of the birth genetic characteristics, which are in the form of letters and numbers that are instrumental in maintaining your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. So that way, no matter what they do, your inside revelation overrides the outside manipulation. So the nanoparticles do not have the power to override the biological, chemical, electrical, genetic code that's called purpose, that's called destiny, that's inside of you, that was given to you. Your body is designed. Every protein molecule, every molecule in your body is in a specific sequence inside of the nucleotides that make up the genes or the genome of the body. They want to manipulate that sequence. We're not going to let it happen. I'm going to ensure, as I am empowered by the big G, that the linear sequence of nucleotide triplets inside of the messenger RNA stay in the correct linear sequence, so that way the amino acids that are being expressed from the neuropeptide chain inside of your body stays on. That's called a codon, C-O-D-O-N. This is the genetic codon or genetic code. Your code must stay on. There is a sequence of nucleotides that is a strand of the nucleic acid that the powers that be are trying to manipulate through genetic modifying. That is what genetic engineering is all about. And by the power and the grace of the big G, we will ensure that your name, your date of birth, your time of birth, your place of birth, and your blood type stays in order. So that way you stay empowered, or you stay in power with Christ in you, the hope of glory. Brothers and sisters, join me tomorrow, June the 2nd, 12 noon, cost 25. Members, 50 non-members, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Email me if you have any questions, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive.
ate it like a dried in. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All fake, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances.